everyone has a unique story to tell. Northwest Arkansas folk duo Still on the Hill has been traveling around the Ozarks searching for interesting stories and creating songs about some of the state's most intriguing residents. The tracks have been released on a CD, and now the musicians' work has been incorporated into a documentary, which will debut at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. Kelly Mahalan and Donna Sterna explain that the creation of the documentary began 2 years ago with a grant.
First of all, trying to figure out a way to make it accessible to people. With a grant, we were able to have free concerts in every town or community where we wrote a song. So all these songs actually have a place. They have a place, like Oark or Cass or, you know,
Eureka Springs.
Snowball.
Little towns, Batesville.
That's right. All these little towns all over the Ozarks, we have found these incredible stories that we set to music. And we thought it'd be fun to put on a concert in these towns and invite everybody and not charge them. And that was all made possible. And they were very successful, very well attended. And we made tons of new friends. And it continues to unfold with more stories.
So we could probably even do a second whole CD and project, because the stories just keep coming and coming.
This looks like it's, we don't know where the end of this project is, but we've been meandering towards it for a long time. We just naturally like to write songs about people in Arkansas. And so this just coalesced.
The duo CD features 14 songs, but Sterna says she would like to expand the project to several other communities.
Like the 12 concerts that we did around the Ozarks was 12. I would love to bring this whole Ozark Journey project that we've been working on to every little community in Arkansas, because I would just love to do that. It's a dream of mine.
Right. We find that this resonates with people far beyond what our expectations are. I think this is, sometimes we call this a search and rescue of what is left of Arkansas culture. Because I think that's a very mysterious thing with the onslaught of the media culture. What is it that separates Arkansas from everywhere else? And it's getting harder and harder to see that. And so we're out there kind of looking for what it is that makes Arkansas distinctive, and the Ozarks specifically. And I think that when we play in these little communities, the same concept is resonating. They're realizing that they not only, through when they see our songs and hear our stories, they are somehow motivated to think about their own story and realize that they're all connected and that they have relatives that are also have worthy stories.
And even, we just did a tour up in Michigan. Even when we play outside of Arkansas, which we do often, people resonate because they have grandparents and great-grandparents that worked the land and were similar in their own way. And so it kind of resonates on this deep root level to just about everybody.
Part of being the grant recipient meant creating a book and CD, which the folk duo did. To complete the other stipulation of filming a documentary, Still on the Hill partnered with Jones Television.
They told us where to show up and what to do.
Yes.
And so it was really a fascinating, because we just saw it in piecemeal, you know.
To a large degree, Beth Mack, she was the director at Jones at the time, and she really had that vision. She knew, she had a storyboard for every one of these songs. They knew these songs inside out and backward. And Lance Herring is a very fine pianist himself. So it was really wonderful to have him on board, because he knows where all the little licks are that the camera needs to get close, because the guitar is going to do something fancy, or, you know. He really understood what was going on. Both of them did.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I must say, we can't take credit for any of the narrative stuff. It was all their idea.
Yeah.
And they did a good job.
They just told us what to do, and we did it.
We're just lowly musicians. Yeah. We don't know the rest of that stuff.
It was only recently that the duo was able to view the final product, and they were blown away by the completed film.
We
cried.
It's actually very, very moving. There's very many, there's a lot of tender parts in it that just make you cry. There's joyful parts in it. I was astounded at what an important document it seemed to be, you know, that we almost kind of made it by accident, but, you know, it's saying something important about Arkansas culture that needs to be said.
And a picture paints a thousand words, you know, that old adage, but several of our friends that saw it that had heard the CD and knew it, to actually see it, and see these people that they'd heard us talk about, but to actually go into their living room and now put a face with those people was very moving.
In addition to interviews with individuals who inspired six of the duo's songs, the documentary also features music videos.
you know how when you see MTV and there's like a storyline that goes with the song? Like for the Crescent Hotel, the Ghost of the Crescent Hotel, they actually have a music video where there's like a ghost walking the hall, and they had actresses and an actor play the part of the lovers in the, and it's done so beautifully and eloquently, and we just couldn't be happier with the whole way it all.
It was a complicated project, you know. When I realized they were going to make music videos, it kind of frightened me because, you know, music videos can be really horrendously bad, you know, and I couldn't be more happy with what they did. What people would expect from this documentary, it's a mix of interviews with the people we wrote about and then a full-length music video of the song. And they're just wonderful. And it's not corny. It's like, you know, I thought it might be hokey and who knows, but it's not. They really did a very tasteful job. Lance is an excellent editor, and both of them, Beth, had a great vision. And they pick wonderful actors, and the camera angles are all wonderful. And we're very proud of it. You know, it was really it's scary when you hand off complete artistic direction to another entity, because Don and I don't know the first thing about video, and we can't contribute. All we can do is
play the songs or be there. Yeah.
While searching for inspiration for their next song, the musicians say sometimes inspiration would come find them.
Well, sometimes we would be playing, like, say, in Batesville. We were playing a concert in Batesville at Lyons College, and we would sing several of our Ozark character songs. And a librarian lady came up and said, "You have to meet the Mug Tree Lady," and took us right after the concert to her home, and we got to meet Clara, and she's in the project. So a lot of times after a concert, people come up and say, "Oh, I want you to do a song about my grandfather or somebody." So that's how it just keeps snowballing.
Clara Byler, also known as the Mug Tree Lady, is one of the individuals featured in the documentary.
The reason behind this was a little deeper than you might expect. Her son was dying of AIDS at a time real early on in the AIDS crisis when people didn't know about it and they were skeptical. In a little town like Batesville, they were scorned and shunned for this. And to cope with this, she just started to start putting coffee mugs on her tree in front of her house. And she put 500 or 600 coffee mugs on the tree.
It was her therapy.
And people would come by and ask her why she was doing this. And she'd sit down and make a cup of iced tea for them and tell them why she was doing it.
And educate them about HIV/AIDS.
And so for her, it was therapy. It wasn't just a joke. It wasn't just decoration. It was serious.
And her mug tree is now on the Arkansas Historic Register of Trees. It is a very famous tree now.
Somehow another word got down to Little Rock, and they went over there and did all the paperwork, and now it's done.
And she wrote us an acoustic letter yesterday. I got a 5-page letter from her, and she said that she now has 926 mugs on her tree.
Yeah.
Once the house rent built nest in the one that I love best, everyone has wit and wisdom. Wish you'd take the time to read them. Every winter I take them down, I put them away till spring comes round. So sip your iced tea slowly, and I'll tell you another story.
Take Me to the Other Side was inspired by Ed Stille of Hogscald Holler.
The visit with Ed Stille is truly historic. You know, Ed Stille is the one who made all the strange instruments that we play, like on the back of our CD. And they are really, he's the one who made a couple hundred instruments and gave them all to children. And his story is just magnificent. And so we have live footage of us in his living room
singing gospel
songs at the top of his lungs.
And his granddaughter playing the piano.
The piano, yeah. It's not a piano, it's a piano.
We've been going to visit the Stilleys for 12 years now. They've just been part of our world, and to be able to have this captured just means so much to us.
And from a raging river deep and wide, that day I heard the Lord confide. Shed your vanity, shed your pride, and I'll see you make it to the other side.
During their travels, the folk duo also visited with Violet Hensley of Yellville.
We play songs with her and her family, her sisters, and you know, Violet actually, she's famous for playing fiddle up on top of her head. And
93 years old.
That's kind of her trademark. And she also carves fiddles. And so we go into the kitchen, and she shows us all the tools.
And how she carves them. It's so beautiful.
My mama swears that the devil kicks up his heels when he hears a fiddle. Says he always comes to town whenever he hears that lonesome sound.
A few of the songs even deal with those who are no longer with us.
The one about Snowball called Willie's Walls is a kind of a Civil War, post-Civil War story. So
more historical.
More historical.
He was born deaf and silent. He was born with coal black skin.
And then the ghost of the Crystal Hotel, of course, we never met her. So.
Why can't they see me? Oh, I wish they could hear me. They open up their bedroom door, put their luggage on the floor, walk right through me.
One more was Jesse Jones is on there, which is Seven Pies, the song. He was alive. I mean, he told us the stories. And sadly enough, he passed away about a month after we met him.
So we
had a great photographer with us, Kirk Lanier, who he took a whole bunch of pictures that day when we met Jesse. And so they were able to use those photographs in the video to give an idea of Jesse's world. But unfortunately, but now the happier side of that is that now we've become very dear friends with all Jesse's kids. He had a lot of kids, and they're still living in the area down by Cass, Arkansas, and we go visit them, and they've been telling us stories, and so we got even new songs based on that.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps unfolding.
Still on the Hills Ozark, a celebration in song, will be available for purchase at tomorrow's event. More information is available by calling 479-750-8165. Or by visiting stillonthehill.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Mama said if I chop good cook wood, she'd bake me an apple pie. Dead Baldwin burns the heart, especially if it's good and dry. I peel apples, I chop wood, help my mama best I could. Must have been the apple of her eye, cause mama baked me seven pies. Seven pies, seven pies, mama baked me seven pies. Sweetest apples tucked inside, I sure love them seven pies. Slice full of cinnamon and spice. One piece, two piece, three piece, four. I said, Mama, I want more. Them apple pies sure taste sweet. I had all that I could eat. Stomach was smaller than my eyes, cause I ate all them seven pies. Seven pies, seven pies. I ate all them seven pies. Sweet as apples tucked inside. I sure love them seven pies. Esther's passed away. I still got that old witch stove, and there's a pretty girl down the road. Even though I'm 95, I would gladly take a wife. She'd be the apple of my eye if she'd just bake me seven pies. Seven pies, seven pies. She'd just bake me seven pies. Sweetest apples tucked inside. I sure love them seven pies.